Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Cabinet has this lunchtime approved plans for the removal of salary and bonus restrictions for people working in banking. A pay cap of €500,000 and a ban on bonuses in effect was imposed during the last recession. But after a year-long Department of Finance and Central Bank of Ireland review, the government is bringing the policy to an end. Brian Hayes is Chief Executive of the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. He joins me now. Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the programme. Brian Hayes, what's your reaction to this decision?
Well, obviously, we welcome any report about the future of banking and retail banking, especially in Ireland. I haven't seen the report, and obviously the government will publish it this afternoon, and there will be a number of recommendations within it. I very much agree with what John O'Connell, General Secretary of the FSU, said this morning when he spoke on your own station. He spoke about we need to start looking to the future, and I agree. This is a hugely important industry, retail banking in Ireland. Given its role as a capital intermediary, its role in terms of the payment sector, and its role for its customers, and also for the short of 20,000 people who work in the sector, we have to look to the future. And some of the issues around the past are well known and well versed for everyone. But in looking to the future, we've got to learn the lessons of the past and make sure that we create a resilient and strong sector for the future. It's in everyone's interest that we have that.
Why do banks need to be able to pay their top executives more than €500,000 a year?
Well, banks are public limited companies, Brian, like lots of other public limited companies, be it in pharmaceuticals or digital or anywhere else. And the issue isn't so much around the top of the tree, it's also around right the way across the way in which banks produce a remuneration policy. Every public limited company that I know has fixed and variable pay components in terms of key deliverables for staff who work across that sector.
Yeah.
We're talking here about just short of 20,000 people. And I think in a circumstance where we have 35 bank licenses in Ireland and only three of them have these pay restrictions, legacy restrictions, it immediately creates the distortion that is clear for everyone to see.
Well, they have those restrictions because they were bailed out by us, the taxpayers. They wouldn't exist today if they hadn't have had those. I mean,
that's right.
The cost is $45 billion net over return. That's why they're there.
And 83% of the money that was invested in the three-pillar banks has been repaid to the state. In a variety of ways, as it should have been, as it has been, and as it is continuing to do. The whole objective of selling down the remaining public shareholding position is to make sure that these banks are fully back to the private sector. That's around recognizing this as a commercial industry, and I think that's crucially important for investors who want to buy these shares in the long term.
I think it's also well acknowledged and well understood that it was this culture of bonuses that led to the recklessness of the banks that caused us this enormously damaging banking and financial crash. Bonuses and that bonus culture was at the heart of that, wasn't it?
I think that's a fair comment, actually, and that's why the rules that have been adopted by the European Banking Authority and by the European regulatory system over the past decade have ultimately changed. The EBA rules are very clear when it comes to clawbacks. They're very clear as to when variable pay can be handed out only on the basis of a clear deliverable. It's not just about profitability and selling now. It's about doing other things in ESG, in digital, in making sure that a transformation is underway.
Yeah. But has the culture really changed? I mean, I was looking at the recent report from the Irish Banking Culture Board, and they talk about a deeply ingrained feelings of distrust on the part of the public towards the banking sector.
I think there's a huge mountain for the industry to climb in terms of reputation. Of that, there's no doubt.
Yeah, should that mountain not be conquered before you get the bonus payday?
I think it would be very unfair to 50% of people who are working in the banking industry today, Brian, who weren't there a decade ago. It would be profoundly unfair to that new group of people who want to make retail banking their future career. And many of those non-traditional banking roles, from data engineers to cybersecurity, this is an industry that's changing. If we constantly look to the past, we're never going to go forward. And I think this report, when it comes out today, has to be around a future that everyone signs up to. I'd also make the point that on the legislation on SEER, which is around personal accountability, which is going to the Oireachtas at the moment, that we will be the first country in the European Union that will adopt that personal accountability framework. And I think the way in which banks are run, the governance around conduct and control, fitness and probity, have radically altered in the past decade. And much of that is coming from the European supervisory system.
It's only this year we had AIB fined €96 million over the tracker mortgage scandal. Bank of Ireland hit with a fine of €100 million. So, I mean, have things really changed in our banks?
I think things have changed. I think banks have become very different organisations to the past. There's a very clear culture of speaking up and out within the banking culture. And all of those new talents that people have within the sector have to be rewarded in a fair and clear way. We need an industry that actually is digitally adapt and changing to all of the requirements that are there. The digital revolution is happening, as indeed is the whole change on climate change, and we need to be able to compete at the same level as every other industry across the country.
Brian Hayes from the Banking and Payments Federation, thanks for that.